This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is 7-5 Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network. I am Peter Scoop State with my co-host, Walter Yerkew. Walter, how are we doing this fine morning?
Oh, man, we're surviving here today.
I worked all night. I just got home about 6:30 this morning, so I'm kind of worn the hell out. But I'm here. Good spirits.
Outstanding. So Walter, well, he's working all night, putting food on his family's table, and he's here on 7-5 Radio for everybody's enjoyment, including yours truly. Anyways, we are recording this on Friday, November the 15th, during the second impeachment hearing of Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch, who's been an absolute dreck. But anyways, first thing we like to do is to remember the law enforcement officers that were murdered in the line of duty, because as everybody knows, there's a war on police. First, we want to remember Detective Jorge Rene Del Rio of the Dayton, Ohio Police Department, end of watch, November the 7th, 2019. He succumbed to a gunshot wound on November the 4th while serving a warrant in a drug sting operation. Also, we want to remember Police Officer Jonathan Diaz of the Lemoore, California Police Department, end of watch, November the 2nd. He was killed off duty at a domestic incident. He was at a party where a couple got into it. The lady left the house. The man was still on the premises. And it turns out he was an investigator for another agency. He drew his weapon, shot and killed Officer Diaz, and then turned the gun on himself. But anyways, Walter, first things first, let's get in this impeachment mess. Wednesday, Adam Schiff had two star witnesses. George Kent, a Washington bureaucrat, who first spoke about the accomplishments of his fathers, grandfathers, granduncles, so on and so forth, serving this fine nation in World War II in Vietnam, but then just said, well, I became more or less a bureaucrat. And then there was former Ukrainian Ambassador Bill Taylor, who was a West Point graduate, infantry officer in Vietnam, recipient of the Infantry Combat Badge and Purple Heart. And he was praised by the left and the media like he was the second coming of Douglas MacArthur. And one thing I noticed about the left, they only praise their war heroes. Ambassador Taylor was a great war hero because he was testifying against Trump. We heard John Kerry, when he was running for office in 2004, was a great war hero, even though he kept his record seal. And then, of course, we know Bradley Manning, who wants to go around as a chick. He gave up secrets, military secrets, and so he's a hero. But during the hearing, it was nothing more than hearsay and water cooler gossip. Neither Mr. Kent or Mr. Taylor had met the president or spoke with the president or even heard the actual phone call about collusion or quid pro quo for Vice President Biden or his crackhead son, Hunter Biden. And so they were at Jim Jordan did a great job on Wednesday saying that, like, well, is there any crime that Donald Trump committed or impeachable offense? And they just sat there just stone faced. So it was nothing but hearsay. Now today, this being Friday, former Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch came in. She is very, very hard on the eyes. I think she likes the accompaniment of women as opposed to men, but that's, you know, none of my business. So as she's going on and on and on, talking about her safe, she got an email or a telephone call from Washington about her security, and she had to fly home, and she's worried about her things going on at the State Department. Donald Trump tweeted in the middle of the hearing said that he said that the more or less she did an awful job and that she was let go. And so as this is going on, Donald Trump, he clowned the entire impeachment hearing about a tweet. So Adam Schiff had nothing to do but talk about witness tampering by somebody pointing out something. Here's what Donald Trump said. Everywhere Marie Yovanovitch went turned bad. She started off in Somalia. How did that go? Then fast forward to Ukraine, where the new Ukrainian president spoke unfair and favorably about her in my second phone call with him. It is a U.S. president's absolute right to appoint ambassadors, which he's 100% correct. As you know, ambassadors come and go just like other appointed people, because, again, it's a political position. Also, the Trump administration clowned the second impeachment hearing by releasing the second phone call that the president had with the president-elect of Ukraine, which, again, absolutely detailed nothing other than, hey, I'm thanks for your help. I'm getting inaugurated. If you can, you or somebody else from the administration, please come over to my inauguration. And Trump said, okay, I'll see what I can do. And so they still have a big bag of nothing, which is a dangerous precedent, because if they're going to impeach Trump and try to convict Trump on hearsay, it's like somebody sitting on a witness stand at a murder trial saying, well, I heard that John Smith shot Bill Jones. So then the judge says, okay, you may step down. You're dismissed. And they say, all right, well, I found John Smith guilty of murder. Mr. Smith, you are hereby sentenced to 20 to life. But that's where we're going. It's just an absolute clown show. It's a kangaroo court. Adam Schiff, he has other things he needs to worry about, like his state's burning down, and the people who bought electric cars can't charge them and escape the fires. Walt, what say you before we go to first break?
Well, first of all, this Ukrainian chick, Golanovich,
she's American.
She doesn't represent, you know, herself very well. Like you said, you know, she's kind of tough on the eyes, and really nothing much to say. As far as Mr. Trump goes, you know, Mr. Trump is the president of the United States, whether they like it or not. They don't have to respect him if they don't want to, which, of course, they don't, never have. They never have respected him. It's his position to speak to the other foreign leaders in the world to, you know, set precedent, you know, build a bridge. Work alongside people. Understand
me. Okay. Hey, well, hold that thought. We're coming on our first break. We'll talk about impeachment process and another disappointment in the NYPD when we get back. This is 7-5 Radio on Liberty News Radio.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Kosher, certified. Put the two words together to get co-certified, which is spelled with an S-E-H instead of just S-H. It's the right way to spell this, the German way, and they made it easier to trademark. Now, did I tell you that the letters SCH still make the shh sound, as in all those American food producers saying shh? Let's keep it really quiet that our product is kosher certified. Think about it. Nearly one century of kosher certification, and hardly anyone outside exclusive observers knows that most packaged food and kitchen products are literally certified by religious intermediaries. Well, because you, consumer, are indirectly paying for this. The Kosher Certified app is here to make kosher certification awareness an inclusive matter for people of all faiths and identities. And it even boasts a unique database of products not kosher certified. We call that NKC. Start memeing it. It's fun. NKC, not kosher certified. Now, to confuse our audience even more, we put a question mark at the end of our name, and that really cinched our trademark approval. It relates to the website where you can begin your new shopping behavior, thekosherquestion.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And this is 7-5 Radio. Check us out, 75radio.org. That's the number 75, writeoutradio.org. While we were talking about the impeachment hearings, do you have anything to add before we were interrupted by our last commercial break?
Well, just, you know, it's Mr. Trump's job to build bridges with foreign leaders. You know, look what he did in North Korea. And the Ukrainians, well, they have to have a bridge also, no matter how insignificant or substantial they may be. And if somebody doesn't like it or they think they heard the president say something and they never met the president, well, you know, holy cow, you know. Where are we headed? We're headed to communism and all that other crap that's going on in the world that we don't want nothing to do with. God help us in 2020 if this man loses.
Right. But I, you know, honestly, I don't foresee him losing because every rally he goes to, whether for his campaign or for somebody else, Kentucky, Louisiana, it is still filled to the rafters. They have 20,000 people inside, another 10,000-15,000 people outside, because just the facility does not have the capacity to have all these people. I mean, President Trump should start looking at football stadiums like Ford Field in Detroit. In other indoor venues that can hold 50,000 people. And the Democrats, they would just lose their mind because they can't get, they're lucky they get 500 people in a 500 people in a high school auditorium. But anyways, that Donald Trump also put out that they call it serving at the pleasure of the president. The U.S. now has a very strong and powerful foreign policy, much different than the preceding administrations. It's called, quite simply, America First. With all of that, however, I have done far more for Ukraine than O, meaning President Obama. Well, which is absolutely true. I think, you know, in terms of foreign policy, Trump's doing a great job. In terms of domestic policy, Trump's doing a great job. And again, the Democrats don't like it because simple fact that, you know, we're being respected around the world. We're getting tough with China. I can just imagine all these people on Congress get campaign donations directly or indirectly from the People's Republic of China. And Trump says, no, we're going to build our stuff here so people can buy it, that buy it here. No, that it's made here. And I've been trying to buy American since ever since I had any buying power, because I know that, if you buy things here, then, there's another American who has a job and helps the local economy. Because perfect example is upstate New York, which year 30, 40, 50 years ago had factories all over the place. Now they're just decimated. But anyways, if anything else breaks during this fake impeachment hearing, we will let you know. But anyways, moving right along. Police Commissioner Dermot Shea, he was appointed to the New York City Police Department as the top leader of the department, and he disappointed us already. Last week or 2 weeks ago, we talked about, jury's still out on him. We'll see what happens. Well, he didn't disappoint because first thing he did was to see the godfather of the ghetto himself, Al Sharpton. Now, Al Sharpton is not an elected official. He does not receive any. He does not receive a salary from the taxpayers of the city of New York or the state of New York, or even the federal government. Al Sharpton does not even have a divinity degree that we know of. He is just some street garbage for the past 35 plus years, just fanning the racial flames, put his name out there, and getting rich. Because trust me, for his either 40th or 50th birthday, Al Sharpton received a Rolls Royce for his birthday. A Rolls Royce, people, not the Rolls Royce band 45 with the song Car Wash, a Rolls Royce automobile. I'm dating myself, but anyways, he went to see. I don't know why he went to see Dermot Shea, because all Sharpton has done was just badmouth the NYPD, badmouth law enforcement, badmouth white people. And he's made an excellent living on it. He even draws a salary from the National Broadcasting Company on his show that nobody watches Saturday mornings on MSNBC. But, Dermot Shea's been – he came up through the ranks. He's got a 30-plus year career. I mean, he should have seen the he knows about Sharpton and the Twan Brawley hoax, which he was a part of. He knows about Freddy's Fashion Mart where people died. He was there for Abner Louima, the poor Haitian immigrant that was assaulted by a cop. He was there, and Commissioner Shea was there when Al Sharpton did everything in his power to burn New York City down when four white cops rolled up on an unarmed black immigrant named Amadou Diallo. Also, Al Sharpton was there fanning the racial flames of Ferguson, and that town burned down twice. Al Sharpton was there with the Eric Garner situation. He was there down the floor with the Trayvon Martin situation. He's also a tax evader. He's also a mafia snitch. He was on surveillance camera years and years and years ago wearing a cowboy hat, looking absolutely ridiculous, doing some dirt because he was a snitch. And there's a code in the street, like, stop snitching or snitches get stitches. He called Jews Hasidic diamond dealers. He just placated. He just talked trash about whites and Jews. Years ago, there's a old theater in Brooklyn called the Slave Number One Theater, and he was talking about offing pigs and killing whites and killing the Jews and all this other stuff. And Al Sharpton brings nothing to the table. I think Commissioner Shea just walked over to Reverend Sharpton to kiss his tuchus and ask black people not to riot or stop committing crimes. I think it's a terrible thing for the city of New York, for the police department. So now the cops can see that Commissioner Shea doesn't have their back because he's kissing the backside of Al Sharpton. Well, what say you about Al Sharpton and being the godfather of the ghetto, getting a visit from Commissioner Shea?
People that... the minority, the African American minorities in these neighborhoods that Al Sharpton so called represents, every time something hits the fan, he's not there for them. He's black. He speaks. He says the right things. But these people in the ghettos got to understand he's not representing them. He's speaking up so he can get paid. He's speaking up so he can get face on camera. He's speaking up, like you said, to fan the racial flames. And when you fan those racial flames, you're making yourself look like you're a god. And he's not. You know, he's just talking too damn loud for everybody to hear him. He's not for those people. Way back when the 7-7 went down, he was leading the march, you know, where the crack house at? Where the crack house at? You know, 7-7 priests, all right, you know, those 13 cops, you know, they got, you know, hammered for what they were doing, and they got punished for it. Same thing in the 7-5. They got punished for it. This goes way back to Eleanor Bumpus. Remember her? 400-pound grandma that emergency service had to take down with a shotgun because she came at him with a, you know, with a knife, and she was mentally disturbed. You know, they said, oh, she was a sweet granny. Man, she was 400 pounds of brute force coming at a cop, and he had to save his life and guys around him. But Al Sharpton said that they murdered her in cold blood, you know, sweet old granny. You know, there's always a certain circumstance that Mr. Sharpton doesn't address. He looks at the surface. And when you look at the surface, that's all you see. You got to wait and see what the investigations are going to put. But he's not for the black people. He's from the black.
Right. Well, hold that thought. We're coming right back. We're talking about more black crime and Popeye's chicken. This is 7-5 Radio on the Liberty News Radio Networks. Stand by.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A second public hearing in the impeachment inquiry into President Trump is underway on Capitol Hill. Ousted U.S.-Ukraine Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch is the featured witness. Yovanovitch, according to Democrats, ran afoul of the president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, who they say was conducting unofficial diplomacy in Ukraine. The California Democrat who chairs the panel, Adam Schiff, says
Marie Yovanovitch was in Kiev when she was called by a senior State Department official and told to get on the next plane back to Washington.
In California, police make 5 arrests in connection with a Halloween party shooting at an Airbnb near San Francisco. 4 suspects booked on suspicion of murder and conspiracy. A 5th person was arrested as an accessory to the crime. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits.
Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
President Trump at a campaign rally last night in Louisiana trying to help the Republican going up against Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards there. The president saying of the impeachment inquiry back on Capitol Hill.
The people of this country aren't buying it, you see it, because we're going up and they're going down.
Heavy suspensions and fines likely to come after an on-field scuffle between members of 2 NFL teams last night, the Cleveland Browns and the Pittsburgh Steelers. In particular, defensive end for Cleveland, Myles Garrett, and the Pittsburgh Steeler quarterback, Mason Rudolph. The Steelers QB tried to rip Garrett's helmet off when the pair were on the ground wrestling late in the fourth quarter, and Garrett responded by pulling Rudolph's helmet off and swinging at him, hitting Rudolph in the head. The world's largest Starbucks opening today in Chicago. It's called the Starbucks Reserve Roastery. This is USA Radio News.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back on 7-5 Radio. Once again, check us out at 75radio.org. That's the number 75, RAIDO.org. Well, we'll talk about another dead horse we keep beating to death, but it keeps coming around back to life. Violence at Popeye's restaurants. As you know, when the Popeye's released a chicken sandwich, people just lost their cotton picking minds because it's like they found the secret to longevity or secret to the fountain of youth or a cure for diseases or something like that. But anyways, it's a gift that keeps on giving. I mean, JB Gunner can talk to this about hours, but he has the time and he's got the he doesn't have the SEC breathing out his neck. But anyways, a quick Google check. Violence at Popeye's, 32,500,000 hits. Violence at Chick-fil-A, 5,310,000 hits. As you know, back in early November when they released the chicken sandwiches in Oxon Hill, Maryland, a dangerous community, a man stepped on another man's shoes cutting a line for the chicken sandwiches. Words were exchanged. The gentleman went outside and it ended up in a fatality. And the name of the person that did the fatality was 30-year-old Rioch McLean. That's right, 30 years old, and this guy is still doing dumb stuff out in the street. He's 30, and which is not shocking. And he, of course, believe it or not, Mr. McLean has a very, very, very long criminal record. But, I mean, this is... It's a $4 chicken sandwich. You know, it's okay. It's not awful, but it's not like the greatest thing since sliced bread. But again, 30 years old, you're in line. Some dude has a cut in line because he just can't wait for that delicious, juicy, greasy chicken sandwich. So he's got to step on another man's shoes. Now I don't know if this guy's wearing bedroom slippers, floor slime shoes, or Timberlands, but he didn't say excuse me. Sir, I was like, what are you doing? And just kept it at that. But no, they have to get violent over it. And if you go on the website, you see yours truly driving to the scene of the fatality. And they started a makeshift memorial for the crime victim. And since there are a couple too many Tyrones sitting around, I decided to head on home because I didn't have the time to get in a fight and go to the ants. But, I mean, this is just one of many stories. Again, the chicken sandwiches out there, people can buy the chicken sandwiches. There's not a shortage, but there's still violence in these restaurants. And it's just based on one thing. It's not because of a lack of money, lack of resources, lack of logistics issues, the snowed in or the flooding. Just people just can't behave. And it's just one, it's the inner city. It's the inner city blacks, which is embarrassing. There's two guys on YouTube and Twitter called the Hodge Twins. Both of them are black. And they talked about they were able to talk about Popeye's violence in Maryland and the Obama's chastising white people moving away from the blacks. And their reaction more or less is, duh. But it's still happening. And it's not just the customers inside the restaurant. It's the... it's the employees who work for Popeyes or work for restaurant brands. In fact, hopefully today or tomorrow, I'm actually going to send a letter to Restaurant Brands, which is the parent company of Popeyes, to tell them, please change the name of Popeyes. Because whenever somebody thinks about Popeyes, they think about inner city blacks acting a fool. And it tarnishes the name of Popeye's, not Popeye the Sailor from the comic strip, but Popeye, the character Popeye Doyle from the movie The French Connection. Now, Popeye Doyle was based on a real-life character, Eddie Egan, whose nickname was Popeye. And in fact, if you watch the movie, you see Egan in the background. I mean, you had a great cast of characters. You had Gene Hackman played Popeye Doyle. You had Eddie Egan, who played Popeye's boss. More or less, he's supervising himself. Then Roy Scheider played Buddy Grasso. And then the guy that he was playing, he was also in the movie. And just to make things interesting, we'll have a stunt driver slash actor Bill Hickman act in the movie and drive that Pontiac Le Mans 90 miles an hour down 26 blocks under the L train. But again, it's embarrassing for Popeyes. I feel sorry for them, but you know, and it's not their fault. It's not like, hey, come out, it's chimp out day, or you know, this is we're having a chicken sandwich special for courtesy of World Star Hip Hop. And then that's another thing. You have this website called the World Star Hip Hop, which have people act just buffoonish, act violent, and as people acting crazy. The person that has the phone, that turns the phone toward them and say, World Star, or yeah, it's getting real in here. But it's just embarrassing. I mean, I have nothing against Popeyes. The chicken is okay. My kids love it. My wife likes it. In fact, my daughter's birthday was at a Popeyes. Luckily, it was not a violent one. Well, you got any things you want to talk about concerning Popeyes?
Never ate there. Probably never will. I don't even think there's a Popeyes anywhere near me. I'm not going to Google it either to search. You know, if I want a chicken sandwich, I think I'll just stay at home where I know where the knives are and cook my own damn chicken sandwich. Probably tastes a whole hell of a lot better. Won't be pre-prepped. Won't be full of salt and sodium and carbohydrates and all that other nonsense and oil and yesterday's oil. And some kind of crappy bun. I think I'll make a fresh one here at home. Thank you very much. So, Popeyes, you're not going to get $4 out of me, and I'm not going to risk my life to get it either. Thank you.
Right. It's not only risking your life, but it's risking your car. We talked about somebody cutting in line, wrecking their car, and hitting the side of the building just for a chicken sandwich. It's just funny.
Where do people get their brains from these days? You know,
they don't. It's a public school system, and you know, let's be real. You know, Popeyes is in the hood, even though for some reason they have some Popeyes location in upper neighborhoods in the Northern Virginia suburbs. And I'll be honest, near my mother-in-law's house, they're putting a Popeyes. And I was just shaking my head. I was like, why are they going to put a Popeyes in this location? Because, again, it's mostly upper middle class people, a lot of Indians, a lot of Middle Easterners. And, you know, they don't want fried chicken. I guess it's for the landscapers and contractors they pick up at Home Depot to eat for lunch. Because this particular Popeyes, we had my daughter's birthday, it was empty. And again, if you go on a website, you see myself at two different Popeyes locations during dinner time, during what they call the dinner rush, empty. But anyways, it's embarrassing, and I'm sure, you know, what do other countries think about us? It's like, oh, these are people who are creating a riot. It's like, why? Is there a food shortage? No. Is there, you know, is there medicine they're trying to get? No. They're just what they call chimping out. And, you know, we're not, and, you know, on this show, we're not going to say, oh, it's the underserved community or it's the community that's lacking resources. No, these people have $4 for a chicken sandwich. In fact, I got to double check. Popeyes might be having, some Popeyes might accept EBT. Because there's a list going out there. What restaurants do accept EBT, which they shouldn't in the first place, because from what I understand, with the USDA food stamp program, you're not supposed to be able to purchase what they call prepared foods, i.e. foods already made to eat. You should be able to purchase food items that you have to take home and cook. But then again, yeah, there's times...
They're called groceries.
Yeah.
You know, Popeyes right. sandwich isn't a grocery.
Right. But I know what I think Dairy Queen, some pizza place, mostly Jack in the Box, mostly these places out west. But then again, that's California. So California can't keep the lights on. California, you know, the major cities are burning down. They can't keep the homeless problem. People camping out in pup tents and leaving rash diseases and all sorts of bodily fluids all over the place. But Representative Schiff is holding impeachment hearings based on hearsay testimony, And that's your Democratic Party of 2019. So anyways, they're still having a break. Hopefully Trump will tweet something out. But, well, you got anything you want to say about Popeyes or urban violence or anything else before we go to our next and final segment where the music kicks in? Say by blind faith. When we come back, we'll talk about Scoop's birthday fiasco. It should be really not fun. It wasn't fun for me. All right, this is 75 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
Okay, breaking news. Verdict reached in the Roger Stone trial. As we know, Beltway insider Roger Stone was charged with some Bravo Sierra stuff. He's been found guilty. So anyways, Roger Stone found guilty. And we'll have more, information when it comes. Of course, Roger Stone being a Beltway insider was also a big supporter of Donald Trump. And, he was on the Alex Jones show many times, but anyways, earlier this week was my birthday. I try not to make a big deal of it because once you have as many as I've had, it's no big deal. But anyways, my wife just loves cake. And, you know, I don't. I can, you know, it tastes good. I mean, I'm not going to lie about that. But, you know, I just don't need, trust me, folks, I don't need any more cake. But my wife was adamant about cake. Oh, we need to have a cake. We need to celebrate your birthday. We need to do this. So on. So, okay, fine, get a cake. So she calls a grocery store that has a very good reputation for the bakery department. And she called 2 weeks before my birthday and says, oh, I need a cake for this many people. And they say, no problem. So my wife calls the day before my birthday to make sure that they have the cake order. And they said, yes, Mr. Stanton, we have your cake order right here. Happy birthday, Peter. We'll have it ready by the next day at 2:00. Okay, great. So then the day of the big event, I told my wife, I said, which store is this? Is the store down here or store down there? Because we live like almost right in between two Safeways. Like, I think it's at the store on this street. So she calls that particular store. And she said, this is Mrs. Stanton again. I need to pick up my cake. I'll be there about 3:30, not 2:00. And she spoke to the bakery manager. So the bakery manager puts her on hold for a long, long time. And they said, we don't have your cake. I have your order right here, but we don't have your cake. My wife said, well, why not? What happened? Oh, the girl did not bake the cake. It's a new girl. We didn't bake a cake, so I'm sorry. So my wife was upset. She wanted a cake. So she called. She said, let me speak to this manager on duty. So she gets to the front desk and talked to a very nice lady. And they said, she heard what happened. And the store manager was embarrassed. He said, oh, tell you what, let me see what I can do. Come to the front desk. I'm going to get you a cake and not charge you. And I'll get something similar. And just come in. We'll take care of you. And my wife says, okay. That'll work. So we go to the store. She comes out with a cake in about less than 2 minutes. And, of course, my wife, who loves cake so much, can't wait till after dinner before she eats a piece of cake. So I was like, can't you wait? I was like, we're going to go out to a restaurant, and there'll be a piece of cake missing. And it's like, no, I don't care. That's fine. So I was like, all right, knock yourself out. So she, you know, they sing me happy birthday poorly, I might add. So my wife eats a cake and it's awful. So I ate a piece and I was like, you know what? This cake's been around for a couple minutes. So, I called the, corporate office. It's awful. I was like, how are you going to put, it's like, I understand it's free and you're trying to do the right thing, but don't put out don't give, especially if you give a bad product, don't give a bad product and say, oh, here, this is on us. Compliments of us. Enjoy your birthday. It's an awful cake. So my mother-in-law had to go to another store, pick up another cake. This time she paid for it. This time it was much fresher. So I called the corporate office and just said, listen, I told them the story. I said the manager was more than, very apologetic, great customer service, but the outcome was that the cake tasted awful. We had to throw it out. So the moral of the story is just don't get birthday cake. I mean, it's just a lot. Unless your significant other knows how to bake, or somebody in the family knows how to bake, just give it up. It's just a waste of time, just a waste of calories, just a waste. Period. Well, you got anything to add to my birthday snafu?
What did the kids think about the cake? They didn't eat any of it either?
No, they thought it was bad. They thought it was bad too. Now, when you have kids saying the cake tastes terrible, then you know the cake is bad. So,
well, maybe the kids don't eat cake. Tell them it's bad.
Yeah. That's okay. Yeah. Just eat fruits.
Yuck. But anyway, I'm glad you had a nice birthday. Family was out together. They sang happy birthday. They may have not sang it well, but they sang it with gusto.
they sang it half-heartedly. Happy birthday, dear Scoop. You know, like they're going to a funeral.
It's like, you know, it's not for the person, you know, whose
right.
day it is or whose funeral it is. It's for those living people, you know, the people that don't get to do much. So they gather around this poor soul, whether it's his birthday or his funeral or, you know, bar mitzvah or what have you. It's for them. You know, if they're out there having a good time, they're singing, you know, they're having fun. Something they normally wouldn't do by themselves in a public place. So they get a couple of bananas together and they make a banana split. And that's what you had. You had a banana split birthday party with crappy cake.
yeah. And the restaurant we went to, it's a local restaurant. It's not a chain restaurant. You know, they don't come out saying happy birthday, whatever. So the, restaurant we went to, both my wife and I had to send our food back because my entree was cold and my wife's potatoes was cold. So the restaurant manager and the waitresses, they're really embarrassing. So anyways, they took off. They gave us a free ice cream with our second cake that day, but it was good. So it's just funny, I guess. Yeah. So anyways, it's always something at the Stanton household. Nothing's ever quiet, nothing ever goes according to plan. And now my wife, she has it in her head that next year we're going to Disney World. I said, oh, okay, fine. How are we going to afford it? Well, you're going to pay. Okay. In that case, we'll just get in the car, drive down, and then drive around the park, and then just drive back home because that's probably about all the money I have to go down to Disney. Or we can stay at J.B. Gunner's house because he's got a palatial estate in Kissimmee, Florida, that he stays in. It's like four or six bedrooms or something crazy, but the problem is he's got so many visitors coming all through the night. I'm sure my wife would get upset and wouldn't want to stay there. Well, she don't want to stay there anyway. She's like, oh, I don't want to stay with loser friends. I was like, you know, she says all my friends are losers. I was like, well, I got friends who are Pulitzer Prize-winning reporters, best-selling authors, documentaries, film stars, radio stars. You know, people who were very intelligent going somewhere. But then again, she has no friends. She has no friends, but my friends are losers. Meanwhile, she has none. So anyway, that's the pot calling the kettle black. Well, you got anything for the last 30 seconds on this awesome show?
You know, when you go to Disney World, next year, just buy them tickets and drive around in your Uber car and pay for it. While they're in the
my wife would say, well, you gotta come with us. Why? So you can watch the kids, and I want to do this, I want to do that. I can't watch the kids, I can't do this. You know, that's my wife's favorite saying. I can't watch the kids, I can't get the kids ready for bed, I can't go shopping, I can't do this, my back hurts. So
listen, Disney World is like going to a bad neighborhood, except, you know, no guns. They take all your money from you, all your money, and you are happy to hand it over in Disney World. You are happy to hand it over. You know, you might as well go to the ghetto, get some culture or something, you know?
Yeah. Right, but well, it's like going to the ghetto because the people that work at for Disney make nothing, Disney's such a family friendly company that for years they've been bringing imported immigrants through H-1B visa program to work at Disney. So then they come to Disney, and then the people that working there forever had to train their help. To get, or they won't get a severance package. So, anyways, that's another dirty secret from Disney. But anyways, folks, that's all the time we have for this week. I'm going to eat some stale cake and drive to the ghetto. But just remember, folks, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. This is Scoop Stand for Walter Yerkew. Check us out on 75radio.org. So long, everybody.
This is James Edwards for 75 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.